At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Let's spin the text roulette wheel. It's Elizabeth and Radar in the Mix and see which question we're going to answer for you this morning.
Three.
This is all about who do you invite to your wedding? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, and text roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Really long text this morning, but it says, my fiance and I are older, in our upper 40s and 50s. This is my first wedding, his second. Okay. We are going to have a traditional local wedding so that those that we love can attend, especially those that are elderly. On my side of the family, I have a lot of family members that I haven't seen since I was a kid, or maybe they got married 30 years ago and I attended the wedding and baby shower. Some of these people only live a couple hours away. I really don't want to invite them to the wedding because they have not been in my life for years, even though with some of them, I have tried to work on that. I have not done anything wrong. They have just chosen to not keep in touch. I know my parents would love that they come. Now, many years later, I would like my wedding to be about who is in my life now. Do I invite them?
Yes.
414-432-1099. And explain, Radar, where are you coming from on that?
Because you're going to get more gifts. And I know it's for you, people in your life, but it's also an extension of people in other people's lives that want to help celebrate. I mean, my aunt and uncle, my mom's sister and brother-in-law, came to my wedding. That's the last time I saw my uncle. He unfortunately passed away. I've seen my aunt in the last 30 years, you know, a handful of times. She lives down in Illinois and then spends her summers up in northern Wisconsin on my grandparents' farm that she got the house part of it. You invite him. You have stories.
You have pictures then, too.
They're not on Facebook to follow you.
Wait.
My cousins, yes. My cousins are all over Facebook. Like, oh, yeah, I see this. I see that. Okay. My cousin Jody is still up in Rhinelander. She's a dog. She likes to handle dogs. She dog breeds like Labradors and stuff. And she's always like, hey, if you ever want one, let me know. So we're connected. It's the people that are a little bit older, like this texter was saying. Yeah, invite them. Make them part of the party.
Is it a wedding or is it a family reunion?
I think it's both. Aren't weddings usually a family reunion?
It's a chance to get together with the family.
Absolutely. Catch up, especially for the older generation.
Well, and if you've reached out to them and they haven't really reciprocated that, that does also give you your answer that they're probably going to be happy for you getting married, but they're not going to lose any sleep over it. And those people that you invite will likely not come. So
I don't
know. Can say, I did my part. I tried to invite them.
I don't know, but see.
But if you're also doing this try to please your parents, it is your day. I mean, you said it in your message here, Mix Listener, that you all are in your 40s and 50s. So do what you want and hold your boundary without any guilt. Not inviting someone doesn't mean you're cutting them out of their life forever because they clearly haven't been involved in your life. It just means that in this moment, you're trying to have people surround you that have walked alongside you throughout your life.
But be careful. Because if you do invite the cousins that you are still connected with on social, you got to invite their parents.
Isn't that the truth?
You got one, but I didn't. Oh, they must not like me anymore. Then all of a sudden, the cousin's saying, why didn't you invite my mom or my dad? My mom and dad, depending on who's still living. Now you've just started a big old storm and you don't need that.
But also, you're going to upset somebody on your wedding no matter what you do. So know that going into it. You're not going to make everyone happy. My first wedding, we had so many little kids. There would have been 20 plus little kids under the age of 5 if we would have allowed kids at our wedding.
Really? Yeah.
And we couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
So we straight up said, no kids. And I know it upset some relatives.
It does all the time.
But we set up babysitting at my cousin's house that was nearby the venue. So there was babysitting that was there that we were paying for so the kids could at least be around if it was a scheduling issue.
Sure.
But then our wedding, when Eric and I got married, and Eric and I had both been married before, so we wanted a really intimate wedding. And at the ceremony, there was only 28 people, and we were We were very adamant that it is going to be our immediate family and my best friend, Andrea, who was matron of honor, so not blood relative, and Eric's best man, who was his buddy, Vern, not blood relative. And there was a, I say this in quotes, friend of Eric's that threw a fit that he was not invited. And morning of the wedding sent a scathing email to my husband, which I didn't hear about that till later because he was smart to not tell me.
And you don't need that in your life.
And I'm like, you all were invited to the party and the bar and the DJ and the drinks afterwards. You all knew this venue was supposed to be their family members that weren't there.
Bro.
But guess what? Guess what, though? It was great because you showed us your true colors, who you really are. You're not even in our life anymore. And we've moved on because if that's how you're going to treat us and not understand, like, we wanted this to be small and intimate. We had to cut somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And when people show you who they are, believe them. No. So just know, though, like Radar said, you may have a little bit of drama.
Might be a little bit there.
But own it. If this is what your boundary is, own it.
Mixed family, what do you think? 414-432-1099. What was the text kind of in
summary? In summary, we've got a mixed listener who's old in their older years getting married.
They're not old!
And the 40s and 50s, and they are trying to not invite their entire extended family because a lot of them are not even their life anymore.
But it is.
They feel like the parents are going to get a little upset if they don't invite all of them. So they're asking, do I have to invite all these people to my wedding?
No, you don't.
Yes, you
it's
do.
It's your day.
Plus you get more gifts. Ooh, can't wait to hear what you have to say. But first, a break from our sponsors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
How do you decide who you cut out of the guest list when it comes to your wedding? A tough decision every bride and groom have to deal with. It's Elizabeth and Radar with Text Roulette on the Mix, and that was the question that we got from the Mix listener. Amanda, you said you've been through this on both ends. Explain.
So when my cousin, now this is my first cousin, our moms are sisters, when he got married, it was a no-kid wedding. However, I was 17, turning 18 in a couple of months, and I still was not allowed.
Oh, kid wedding, in my opinion, is always like 10 and under.
12 and under? Okay. 10 and,
yeah, 12 and under. But you, yep. And that really hurt you.
Yes and no. It actually hurt my mom.
I was going to ask about your mom.
And our grandmother more to where, like, they said they were going to boycott the wedding.
Oh, boy. No. Wait a minute. Now, as Drama. Someone that had the no-kid wedding, it's like they aren't doing it to be mean. They just have to cut it off at some point.
And that was it. And we convinced my grandma to still go.
You were gonna make grandma boycott?
Oh, no. That was her choice, not mine. Oh. And I was like, just do it. This is their choice. Don't let this affect your life.
Yeah.
So she did go, and we're very glad she did. But then when I got married, I didn't want a wedding at all. I didn't want to have to deal with that headache. I didn't want to.
You didn't want the big bill either, all the money spent.
Nothing.
Yeah, just get married, so right?
We did our parents and any grandparents. Unfortunately, I didn't have any grandparents, so we invited my aunts instead, and that was it.
Okay, can you talk to my two daughters? Because I'm trying to convince them to do that same thing. That's interesting.
But Amanda, did that upset anybody that you did it that way?
We didn't tell anybody.
Oh, you just
did not tell anyone other than them, and then we posted pictures afterwards, and that was it. We didn't have a reception. Oh. We didn't have anything.
Wow.
So what do you think about this mixed listener, though, that's debating? They're in their 40s and 50s getting married, and they don't want to invite all these relatives that are pretty much estranged.
Nope.
Not because something bad has happened. They just aren't in their life anymore.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It is what it is, and you'll post pictures and say, we had a wonderful time with those who could be, thank you for anybody who came, and we apologize to anybody who couldn't.
And we're moving on with life.
We're moving on with life. It's not the end of the world.
Interesting.
You'll survive. Trust me, life goes on.
And it's also the let them theory. It's the let them be upset if they're going to. You have to do what's best for you. It is your day.
Yep.
And you have to make sure be surrounded with the people you want to be surrounded with.
From any of my cousins, any of my family, they have never once complained because we didn't invite any of them.
I was going to ask now, how is the relationship with the cousin?
Oh, it's fine.
And you're fine with everything? There's no animosity. It's just, okay, well, let them complain, whatever. And then, boom, now everything is fine.
Yeah, it's really just, it just comes down to
over it.
It's the biggest day for you, the bride and groom. It really isn't for everybody else. And even your mom got over it. The fact that the cousin didn't invite you to the wedding, she's moved on.
I mean, we still make little snide comments, but what fun is family if you can't hold something over their heads?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thanks for the call, Amanda, and sharing your experience to help out this mixed listener and text roulette this morning.
Absolutely.
Okay, have a great morning. And if anybody else has anything they want to say, 414-432-1099, what would your advice be for this mixed listener? We've got messages here on the Side and Unlimited text line that are saying, you don't owe anyone an explanation. It's your day.
Do your thing.
Do what feels best in your heart. If you feel like, okay, this would be a lot to my mom, I would like them to be there, then do it. If you really are feeling like, gosh, I got to make small talk with these people, maybe you're a little resentful that they haven't been in your life, then don't.
I get what Amanda was saying, but don't forget about the gifts, because anybody who comes will be giving
you're
you
gonna
money.
You're going to get more gifts if you bring them. There's that too. And we hope to get an update from this mixed listener too to let y'all know what they decided here with Text Roulette on the mix.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.